Hi there, Han here. It's Wednesday, February 21st. 接下来内容有准备可以一边听一边看的辅助讲义，资讯栏有订阅连结。下周会改周四更新，所以周三228不会有新的一集，改周四229再更新。这一集我原本在犹豫是否要讲解 Indonesia 印尼刚结束的 election 选举，毕竟这是 the world's largest single day election， 全球规模最大的单日选举。但考虑到今年初台湾选举时就做过选举相关的主题了，而且已经好一段时间都没有分享 workplace 职场相关的主题，所以最后选择了今天的新闻议题。你有没有遇过这样的状况？ A phone call after you've left work， 下班后的一通工作电话。 An email you need to check on a Sunday， 一封需要你在星期天查看的电子邮件。 A stream of texts over the weekend about a new project， 周末一连串关于某新专案的讯息。The Guardian 报道，越来越多澳洲人都遇到了 work 工作渗透到他们的 home life 家庭生活的状况。现在澳洲政府决定要透过一个 bill 议案法案来改变这一现况。 Courts 形容词法案将会 make work-life balance the law， 让工作与生活的平衡成为法律，赋予员工们 the right to disconnect 断线权、断联的权利。员工在 outside of work hours 工作时间以外有权利 decline 拒绝来自老板的电话。今天我们去到 Australia， 澳洲， Let's go! Australia introduces workers' right to disconnect. When it's after hours and the boss is on the line, Australian workers, already among the world's best rested and most personally fulfilled employees, can soon press decline in favor of the seductive call of the beach.The right to disconnect is part of a raft of changes to industrial relations laws proposed by the federal government under a parliamentary bill, which it says would protect workers' rights and help restore work-life balance. Under the new system, employees will be able to raise a complaint about intrusive phone calls or the expectation they answer work emails out of hours with their employer. If the issue is not resolved at the workplace level, employees can apply to the Fair Work Commission for an order on the employer to stop unreasonable out-of-hours contact.The new right will apply to all employees, although contact from an employer is reasonable in instances where the person being contacted is paid to be on call or their job description requires it.Unions and other industrial groups have long argued that employees have the right to disconnect, but the issue gained salience during the pandemic when a widespread shift to remote work led to the further blurring of boundaries between home life and work life. Critics of the new rule, among them business groups and opposition lawmakers, have called it rushed and an overreach from the government, expressing concerns that it could make it harder for businesses to get their work done.Australia follows in the footsteps of European nations such as France, which in 2017 introduced the right of workers to disconnect from employers while off duty, a move later emulated by Germany, Italy, and Belgium. The European Parliament has also called for a law across the European Union that will alleviate the pressure on workers to answer communications off the clock.Kenya is also one of the first African countries seeking to implement an equivalent law. Australians already enjoy a host of standardized benefits, including 20 days of paid annual leave, mandatory paid sick leave, long service leave of 6 weeks for those who have remained at an employer for at least 7 years, 18 weeks of paid maternity leave, and a nationwide minimum wage of about $15 an hour. The country ranks fourth in the world for work-life balance, behind New Zealand, Spain, and France, according to an index from the Global Employment Platform Remote. 今天朗读参考了四篇报道，包含 New York Times, Reuters, The Guardian 以及 Business Insider, 连结会在网站以及资讯栏。When it's after hours, 当下班时间到了 and the boss is on the line, 而老板打电话来，你会怎么做呢？ Australian workers, 澳洲的工人们、员工们 New York Times 形容在世界上数一数二 best rested, 得到最多休息的以及 most personally fulfilled, 最自我满足的、最有个人成就感的这一批 employees, 员工们、雇员们很快的若在上班时间以外接到老板的电话就可以 press decline, 按下拒听键不听老板的电话改去迎接 the seductive call of the beach, 来自海滩的诱人呼唤。如今天朗读标题 Australia, 澳洲 introduces, 采用引进推行 workers' right to disconnect, 员工们的断线权、断联的权利。Right, R-I-G-H-T, 权利 to disconnect, D-I-S-C-O-N-N-E-C-T, 中断联系、结束连接、断线。Right to disconnect, 断线权、断联的权利。澳洲新推行的 Right to Disconnect 是 Federal Government 澳洲联邦政府透过一个 Parliamentary Bill 议会法案对澳洲的 Industrial Relations Laws 劳资关系法提出的一系列修改中的一部分。如澳洲当地媒体 Newcastle Weekly 写道 Rather than a new law, 这与其是个新法律 This is an adjustment to the Fair Work Act 2009, 反而是对2009年公平工作法的调整。对法律的修改调整常常会使用这个单字 Amendment, A-M-E-N-D-M-E-N-T, Amendment, 修改、修订、修正。如 Courts 报道澳洲政府本次提出的法案正式名称为 The Fair Work Legislation Amendment Act of 2023, 2023年公平工作法修正案也会被称为 The Closing Loopholes Bill, 堵塞漏洞的法案。澳洲政府声称这些改变将会 protect workers' rights, 保护工人的权利并帮助恢复 work-life balance, 工作与生活的平衡。如澳洲的 Prime Minister, 总理 Anthony Albanese 告诉记者 What we are simply saying is that, 通过此修法我们只是想说 Someone who isn't being paid 24 hours a day, 一个没有被支付24小时薪水的人 shouldn't be penalized,If they are not online and available 24 hours a day, 就不应该因为没有24小时在线而受到惩罚。每当聊到雇主与雇员的关系，几乎都会需要使用的这个动词 employ, E-M-P-L-O-Y, employ, 雇用。Cambridge Dictionary 剑桥字典的解释非常清楚 ,to have someone work or do a job for you and pay them for it, 让某人为你工作或完成某项工作并支付报酬给他们。很多相关单字都是以 employ 为出发点，如员工就是 employ 后面加上两个 e employee 员工雇员被雇用的人员工也常见 worker 劳工工人工作的人老板雇主呢则是 employ 后面加上 er employer employ 的名词版就是 employmentFind employment, 找工作 ,full-time employment, 全职工作 ,part-time employment, 兼职工作。如就业率会说 employment rates, 那自己雇佣自己呢自己当自己的老板可以说 self-employed, 自雇的自己经营的。而如果是失业的待业的就会说 unemployed。Employ 雇用 employee 员工 employer 雇主 employment 受雇就业的名词 self-employed 自雇的自己经营的 unemployed 失业的待业的澳洲的新体制之下 employees 雇员们员工们如果遇到 intrusive phone calls 打扰的扰人电话或发现自己被期望 answer work emails out of hours 在非工作时间回复工作相关的电子邮件就可以对他们的 employer 雇主 raise a complaint 提出投诉万一在 workplace level 职场层面工作场所内无法 resolve 解决化解问题员工们 employees 就可以进而向 The Fair Work Commission 公平工作委员会这是澳洲的一个政府办公室申请一个 order 命令要求 the employer 该雇主停止 unreasonable 不合理的 out of hours contact 非工作时间的联系这时候你可能会想什么样的联系算 reasonable 合理的什么样的才算 unreasonable 不合理的呢 The Guardian 报道 The new right 这项新的权利 will apply to all employees 将适用于所有员工但如果被联系的员工是 paid to be on call 有被支付薪资来随时待命的或他们的 job description 工作需求职责说明有这样的需要那 contact from an employer 来自雇主的联系就会被当成是 reasonable 合理的Quartz 报道这样的 reasonable contact 合理联系还包含万一 working conditions 工作条件工作状态发生了变化的情况如 location 改地点了或 timing 改时间了等等 New York Times 进一步解释即使雇主可以就 shifts 轮班等一些事项合理的联络员工但 workers 员工们劳工们在被支付薪资的时间外 should not be obligatedto respond, 不应该有义务回应。有些人批评这样的立法机制觉得根本没有硬性要求 employers 雇主不要在 unreasonable hours 不合理的时间内联络员工反而把保护自己权利的责任放在 workers 员工自己身上所以这个 right to disconnect 断线权断联的权利也被媒体称为 right to ignore 忽视不理会公司联系的权利或 right to switch off关机下线的权利。Unions 工会与其他 industrial groups 工业团体长期以来一直都提出应该给 employees 员工 the right to disconnect 断联的权利但这个议题在 pandemic 大流行疫情期间更是 gained salience 变得更重要更明显了随着工作形式广泛的转变成 remote work 远距工作更不用说 the omnipresence of smartphones 无所不在的智慧型手机Work life 生活中工作的部分与 home life 生活中家庭的部分之间的 boundaries 界限变得更模糊了。我在一些报道中看到这个说法，我觉得很有趣 ，availability creep。我没有找到正式的中文翻译，但意思是员工越来越被预期在工作时间之外完成工作 ，availability creep。我觉得可以想成 availability 有办法工作的时间，员工有空或有办法被联系上的时间，以及 creep 悄悄的在变多。或我的另一个解读是工作正在 creep up on 渐渐的不知不觉的侵蚀到员工们的 availability 私人空闲时间 creep C-R-E-E-P 在去年底的174集里才刚刚深入介绍过你有兴趣的话可以回去复习一下一名澳洲雪梨大学副教授在 The Conversation 上分享根据一个2022年的澳洲职场报告受访的工人当中 71% of workers 71%的员工都说他们曾经 worked outside their scheduled work hours 在预定工作时间之外工作往往是因为 overwork 工作过度工作量太大了或Pressure from managers 来自主管的压力相关的报道中我看到有两个职业特别被拿来讨论一个是 police 警察如澳洲警察联合会表示警察不只要看到 trauma 创伤还需要应对家属与同事的创伤也必须 go to court 上法庭 get media attention 得到媒体的关注额外也有自己私人的家庭义务对忙碌的警察们来说 the right to disconnect gives those officers that little bit of breathing space 断联的权利让这些警官拥有他们所需要的一点喘息的空间另一个常被讨论的职业是 teachers, 老师教师。The Guardian 报道澳洲的老师们支持 the right to disconnect, 断联的权利。因为这样就不会有需要 all hours, 随时无时无刻任何时候都及时回复 parents, 家长或 management, 管理层的压力。一名在澳洲的老师告诉 The Guardian, We are humans as well, 我们也是人类。We need sleep, 我们需要睡眠。And we need time with our families, 我们也需要与家人相处的时间。然而相反的 critics of the new rule 新规则的批评者其中包含了 business groups 商业团体以及 opposition lawmakers 反对党的立法者认为此法案太 rushed 仓促了，也是澳洲政府的一种 overreach 过度干预，越权行为手伸太长了，这样的规范将让企业更难完成工作，可能导致 loss of jobs 失业，工作或职缺变少，损害澳洲的 productivity 生产力 competitiveness 竞争力，并破坏 relations between employers and employees 雇主与雇员之间的关系。澳洲 Australia 的做法追随了一些 European Nations 欧洲国家的脚步，如 France 法国。法国在2017年推行了 workers 员工在 off duty 下班了工作时间以外，有权利 disconnect from employers 与雇主中断联系。这样的举动之后也被 Germany 德国 Italy 意大利以及 Belgium 比利时效仿。The European Parliament 欧洲议会欧盟议会也呼吁了一项涵盖整个 European Union 欧盟的法律，来 alleviate 减轻缓解员工们需要 off the clock 工作时间以外，还 answer communications 回复通讯的压力。在欧洲以外，肯亚此 African country 非洲国家也正在寻求实施一个 equivalent law 相同的法律。澳洲人 Australians 在这项 Right to Disconnect 断联权利之前就已经享受一系列 Standardized Benefits 标准化的福利了，这包含 20 Days of Paid Annual Leave 20天带薪的年假， Mandatory Paid Sick Leave 强制性的带薪病假，那些在某公司上班至少7年的员工还可以享有 Long Service Leave， 这是一个为期6周的长期服务假，妈妈们可以享有 18 weeks of paid maternity leave, 18周的带薪产假。那澳洲的 nationwide minimum wage, 全国最低工资是大约 $15 an hour, 这是美元，所以要更明确可以说 $15 US dollars an hour, 每小时15美元，大约是台币470块。根据 Remote, 这是一个 Global Employment Platform 全球就业平台的一个 Index 指数，澳洲在全球 Work-Life Balance 工作与生活平衡方面排名 4th in the world 世界第四名，在澳洲前面的三个国家是 New Zealand 纽西兰、 Spain 西班牙以及 France 法国。New York Times 报道，相较之下 The United States 美国排名第53名，你会不会好奇台湾排第几名？我也去查看这个名单中台湾有没有在上面，结果有找到，台湾排名 16th 第16名，是 number one in Asia 亚洲第一名，亚洲第二名是排名19的 Singapore 新加坡，第三名是排名27的 Saudi Arabia 沙地阿拉伯。你有兴趣的话，我会把这个网页连接放在网站上。一名澳洲职场专家告诉 New York Times, Work-life balance is a cultural marker for Australians. 工作与生活的平衡是澳洲人的文化标志。We go down to the beach, 我们喜欢去海滩。And we muck about, 我们喜欢漫无目的的不特别干嘛。And we have time off, 然后我们也有工作以外的休息时间。解释完今天的新闻，我们来讨论 intrusive 这个形容词。I-N-T-R-U-S-I-V-E, intrusive. Vocabulary.com 解释 Something intrusive is getting in your face or invading your space. 当形容某人事物为 intrusive 时，代表是打扰你的或侵入你空间的。如今天朗读里的 intrusive phone calls, 打扰人的电话或侵入员工非工作时间的电话。Employees will be able to raise a complaint about intrusive phone calls with their employer. 员工将能够就打扰电话向雇主提出投诉。Intrusive 打扰的方式可以是太直接让人觉得不舒服的，如 intrusive questions 唐突的问题。 His intrusive questions made her feel uncomfortable and guarded. 他唐突的问题让他感到不舒服而有所保留。或隐私被侵犯了， intrusive reporters disturb their privacy. 扰人的记者侵扰了他们的隐私。 Intrusive 的相关动词是intrude, I-N-T-R-U-D-E, intrude, 闯入侵扰 intrude, intrudes, intruding, intruded. 有时中文会说不好意思打扰了，英文就可以说 I'm sorry to intrude, but Rue, I'm sorry to intrude, but I need to talk to someone. 很抱歉打扰，但我需要和某人谈谈。或 I hope I'm not intruding. 我希望我没有打扰到你。I didn't realize your husband was here, Dr. Jones. I hope I'm not intruding. 琼斯博士，我不知道您丈夫在这里，但愿我没有打扰到你们。另一个用法是侵犯个人空间。It's important not to intrude on someone's personal space without permission. 未经许可，不要侵犯他人的个人空间，这一点很重要。或很刺耳的声音扰乱睡眠。The sound of the telephone intruded into his dreams. 电话铃声闯入了他的梦境。Intrude 后面只要加上 r 就会形成 intruder, 闯入者、侵入者，可以是犯罪行为，如 The police think the intruder got in through an unlocked window. 警方认为闯入者是透过未上锁的窗户进入的。但也可能不是那么严重，没有到犯罪的程度，而是一种不受欢迎者、不速之客的感觉。At first, I felt like an intruder in their family. 起初我觉得自己像是他们家庭里的一个不受欢迎者。I feel like an intruder when I visit their home. 我拜访他们家时总觉得自己像一名不速之客。最后以人们不想要的方式打扰或影响他们的是名词是 intrusion, I-N-T-R-U-S-I-O-N, intrusion. Are you sure that my staying here won't be an intrusion? 你确定我留在这里不会是打扰吗？不会打扰到你吗？They claim the noise from the new airport is an intrusion on their lives. 他们声称新机场的噪音打扰了他们的生活。This is a government intrusion on the freedom of the press. 这是政府对新闻自由的侵犯。总结 intrusive 形容词打扰人的侵犯私人空间的动词是 intrude 闯入侵扰闯入者侵入者可以说 intruder 以及造成打扰的那件事名词是 intrusion 过几天单词卡会在 Instagram 今天介绍了澳洲 right to disconnect 的新闻以及 intrusive 的常见用法接下来要分享的留言来自 Luke 花莲这名听众上个月在 Apple Podcast 上留言说你非常非常非常棒声音好听解释清楚语速恰当时事丰富及时感谢你的努力付出 Hang in there Love you 谢谢你 Luke 花莲Hang in there 之前第128集有介绍是撑住坚持下去的意思也算是加油的一种说法 Hang in there 加油再撑一下下我有时会想我们每个人都有一些 superpower 超能力比别人厉害一些些的能力有些人偏好的 superpower 是 physical 身体体力方面的如跑很快力气很大协调很好之类的但感觉 emotional 情绪上情感方面的超能力如很会 touch people's hearts 触动人心感动别人或比别人有更多的 empathy 同理心还是无论去到哪里都会 spread positive vibes 传播正面的能量感觉也很厉害你的 superpower 是什么呢有话对我说欢迎到 Apple Podcasts 留星星留评价或到 Facebook 或 Instagram 私讯我接下来第二次朗读之前先来 recap Number one, Australia 澳洲采用员工们的 right to disconnect 断线权断联的权利当下班时间到了而老板打电话来澳洲的工人们这些已经是全球得到最多休息以及最自我满足的员工们很快的将可以按下拒听键改而迎接来自海滩的诱人呼唤 right to disconnect 断线权断联的权利是澳洲联邦政府透过一个议会法案对劳资关系法提出的一系列修改中的一部分声称这些修改将会保护工人的权利并有助于恢复 work-life balance 工作与生活的平衡 Number two, 新的体制之下 ,employees, 雇员们、员工们能够就 intrusive phone calls, 扰人的电话或在非工作时间内回复工作相关电子邮件的期望对其 employer, 雇主提出投诉。问题如果无法在工作场所内化解，员工们可以转而向 the Fair Work Commission, 公平工作委员会申请命令，要求雇主停止不合理的非工作时间的联系。这项新的权利将适用于所有员工，那如果被联系的员工是有被支付薪资来 on call, 随时待命的或他们的 job description 工作需求直接说明有怎样的需要，那来自雇主的联系就会被当成是 reasonable 合理的。Number three, 工会与其他工业团体长期以来一直都提出应该给员工 right to disconnect, 断联的权利。但这个议题在疫情期间更是 gain salience, 变得更重要更明显了。随着工作形态广泛的转变成 remote work, 远距工作，工作与家庭生活之间的界限变得更模糊，而新规则的批评者，其中包含商业团体和反对派的立法者，则称此法案为 rushed, 仓促的，而且是个 overreach, 政府的过度干预。并担心这可能会让企业更难完成工作。Number four, 澳洲追随了法国等欧洲国家的脚步。France, 法国在2017年推行员工们在工作时间以外有权利与雇主中断联系。这项措施后来被 Germany, 德国、Italy, 意大利与 Belgium, 比利时效仿。The European Parliament, 欧洲议会、欧盟议会也呼吁了一项涵盖整个 European Union, 欧盟的法律来缓解员工们需要在工作时间以外回复通讯的压力。而肯亚也是最早寻求实施相同法律的非洲国家之一。Number five, 澳洲人 Australians 原本就已经享有一系列标准化的福利，包括20天的 paid annual leave 带薪年假、强制性的 paid sick leave 带薪病假，在某雇主工作至少7年的人享有6周的 long service leave 长期服务假、18周的 paid maternity leave 带薪产假，以及每小时15美元的全国最低工资。根据全球就业平台 Remote 的一项指数，澳洲在 work-life balance 工作与生活平衡方面排名世界第四，仅次于纽西兰、西班牙和法国。解释完今天的新闻，另外还讨论了 intrusive 这个形容词，打扰人的、侵犯私人空间的，如朗读里的 intrusive phone calls 打扰人的电话，侵入员工非工作时间的电话。Are you ready? 3, 2, 1, go! Australia introduces workers' right to disconnect.When it's after hours and a boss is on the line, Australian workers, already among the world's best rested and most personally fulfilled employees, can soon press decline in favor of the seductive call of the beach. The right to disconnect is part of a raft of changes to industrial relations laws proposed by the federal government under a parliamentary bill, which it says would protect workers' rights and help restore work-life balance.Under the new system, employees will be able to raise a complaint about intrusive phone calls or the expectation they answer work emails out of hours with their employer. If the issue is not resolved at a workplace level, employees can apply to the Fair Work Commission for an order on the employer to stop unreasonable out-of-hours contact. The new right will apply to all employees, although contact from an employer is reasonable in instances where the person being contacted is paid to be on call or their job description requires it. Unions and other industrial groups have long argued that employees have the right to disconnect, but the issue gained salience during the pandemic when a widespread shift to remote work led to the further blurring of boundaries between home life and work life. Critics of the new rule, among them business groups and opposition lawmakers, have called it rushed and an overreach from the government, expressing concerns that it could make it harder for businesses to get their work done.Australia follows in the footsteps of European nations such as France, which in 2017 introduced the right of workers to disconnect from employers while off duty, a move later emulated by Germany, Italy, and Belgium. The European Parliament has also called for a law across the European Union that will alleviate the pressure on workers to answer communications off the clock. Kenya is also one of the first African countries seeking to implement an equivalent law. Australians already enjoy a host of standardized benefits, including 20 days of paid annual leave, mandatory paid sick leave, long service leave of 6 weeks for those who have remained at an employer for at least 7 years, 18 weeks of paid maternity leave, and a nationwide minimum wage of about $15 an hour. The country ranks fourth in the world for work-life balance, behind New Zealand, Spain, and France, according to an index from the global employment platform Remote. 你现在有使用任何 AI chatbot 人工智慧聊天机器人的习惯吗？如果有，你习惯用哪个呢？我个人主要在使用的是 ChatGPT 以及 Google 的 Bard， 最近改名成 Gemini，G-E-M-I-N-I。Gemini 也可以念成 Gemini。有趣的是，星座双子座的英文也是 Gemini。几年前，李安还拍了一部科幻动作片，就叫 Gemini Man。双子杀手，喜欢时事英文，欢迎按赞、订阅、留言、留评价。下周改星期四更新。Until next time, bye.